Most choruses take the summer off, but for Collegium Cincinnati, that's just when their summer sing program heats up for the season. And Chris Eanes is the artistic director, and good to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, tell us about Summer Sing, even though you've been talking about it for a while. Refresh our memories.
We're in our third year now presenting a Summer Sing, and it's really an opportunity for anybody who loves to sing to come together and have the opportunity to sing a major work with a professional orchestra, maybe do something a little bit outside their comfort zone or something that they love to do but don't have time to do during the year. A lot of our singers sing in other choirs, and so it's a chance for them to get to know people from other choirs over a limited amount of time. We rehearse for 1 week during the summer, and those rehearsals are every day at night, and we put on a concert at the end, and it's that simple. We like to get together after rehearsals and have a few drinks and hang out and get to know each other and just basically have a good time.
Well, you mentioned that you're going to have a full-fledged concert. Let us know what those works are.
So this year, we have our Masterworks Choir, and again, that one is no audition necessary. Anybody can come sing, and we're going to be presenting Faure's Requiem, one of the most popular pieces of choral music of all time, and then the Lux Aeterna by the composer Morten Lordsen. Morten Lordsen is a thriving composer these days, and in fact, the fun fact about him is that he has the best-selling piece of choral music of all time, which is his O Magnum Mysterium. And his Lux Aeterna is just, it's just a gorgeous piece that pairs so well with the Faure, but both pieces are really, I think of them as voice candy. They're just so yummy to sing and fantastic to hear as well.
And you mentioned you have two choirs. You have the Masterworks Choir and...
This year, we're offering a chamber choir as well. In the past couple of years, we've had so much interest in the Summer Sing that we decided, wouldn't it be fun if, for a limited time before that, we offered the opportunity for some of our more advanced singers to really get involved with a chamber choir. So we're going to audition up to as many as 24 singers to take part in a 3 or 4 day chamber choir that actually leads up to the launch of the Masterworks Choir and presents their own concert as well. That's going to be under the direction of my good friend, Christopher Shepard, who directs several choirs in the northeast of the United States. And he's a Baroque and Bach specialist, and so we expect that he's going to do some shorter Baroque pieces and some really wonderful fun things to sing in the chapel at Christ Church Cathedral, which is perfect for that sort of music.
The concert itself is in Christ Church Cathedral, too. Is that correct?
Yes, both concerts will be at Christ Church. The first one will be on Sunday, and then the Masterworks Choir will be the following Saturday.
In terms of auditioning for, if people want to be in the chamber choir, what kind of audition are you going to be conducting?
We're offering two ways to audition, actually. You can audition in person, and so you can go to our website and sign up for an audition, and we can do that live and in person. Some people prefer that. Or, since we know we've got people coming from out of town, you can submit that electronically as well. And really, all you have to do is set up your iPhone and record a little audio snippet and then send it to us and tell us a little bit about, you know, your singing experience and what you hope to get out of it, because we hope that people want to come and have a good time and really engage and get to know other people.
What about vocal soloists? Are you going to have any this year?
So Morten Lordsen's Lux Aeterna is such a yummy choral work that it doesn't call for any soloists at all. There are, of course, a baritone and a soprano soloist called for in the Faure, but we have not yet figured out who's going to do that. And in fact, this year we may even populate some of those solos from the choir itself. So who knows, but a lot to look forward to.
And who makes up the orchestra?
The orchestra is the instrumentalists of Collegium Cincinnati. Of course, we are an active year-round professional music organization. And so to have the opportunity to perform with that caliber of instrumentalists is just part of the beauty of doing this summer sing.
Now, you mentioned that the chamber choir is going to meet prior to the actual summer sing, which starts on July 22nd. So what are the dates for the chamber choir workshop?
The chamber choir will begin on July 19th. There'll be 2 weekday evening rehearsals, followed by a couple rehearsals on a Saturday, and then the performance will be Sunday afternoon. So it's pretty quick. So there's an expectation of preparation going in, but we know anybody who's going to be interested in that opportunity, of course, knows what that entails. But I would also encourage anybody who thinks they might like to take the next step with their musicianship and with their choral performance to think about auditioning, even if it's not something you've ever done before.
And you mentioned the growing interest in the Summer Sing program. What's the farthest afield that your singers come from?
We've actually had singers, certainly singers from northern Ohio and out in northern Indiana, but our furthest away has been from Northwest Connecticut. So we're starting to attract people from all throughout the region, which I think is fantastic. And our hope is really to turn this into a destination event so that people can come, you know, for either a weekend or a whole week and participate, but also do a lot of the other great things that Cincinnati has to offer, because there's such a richness of things to do here, whether it's eating out or going to the museums or seeing a Reds game or anything like that. So a lot to do in addition to singing here in Cincinnati.
And there are many other choral workshop programs that take place over the summer. So it's great to have one in this area of the country, because there really aren't any, as far as I know.
Well, that's right. You know, not one that's directed specifically towards avocational singers who want a different sort of experience in the summer. And certainly we think that the opportunity to sing the major works in a low stress environment is a lot of fun.
You mentioned that the rehearsals take place in the evening. So what time do you start?
Rehearsals start about 6:15 in the evening and go to around 8:45, depending on the night. And we rehearse for an entire week, because we really think that in addition to coming together and having a good time doing it, of course, we want to make it good and we want to make it a great performance for those that attend as well.
Do you offer any kind of opportunities for choral singers to either work on their parts or get some coaching?
Yes, we do. In fact, have sectionals so that we can make sure that everybody's really confident on their part. We know not everybody comes with professional level sight reading skills or things like that. So we're prepared to prepare you. But we also offer singers the opportunity to take lessons with some of our professional singers and really further their love for and interest in what they're doing musically. One of the really neat things about the Collegium is that we bring together musicians from all over the region, and our associate director, Manami White, who is a violinist that you'll see playing with a number of different orchestras around, is going to be leading the orchestra for this. And I'd also mention, we have a wonderful summer accompanist in Nancy Ann Perella, who is truly one of the great organists and choral accompanists working today. She's had a long career in New York City, working with the New York Philharmonic and other organizations like that, and she's going to be playing the piano through this. So you might look over and see somebody in the corridor playing the piano and realize that this is a person who's got just decades of experience working with some of the finest musicians living today.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for not just choral singers, but choral music aficionados, because the Fauré Requiem, as you said, is truly vocal candy and one that any choral singer aspires to be part of. So thank you so much for sharing this information. And one more thing.
I want to mention also that the Lux Aeterna of Morten Lordson, which is a piece that I think everybody should know, is going to have a bit of life throughout this year, starting with the Summer Sing. We're going to be performing it, of course, this July. And then the Young Professionals Choral Collective is going to be performing it the next spring. So we're going to kind of have a length of time in which that piece is performed in town. And then Kelly Ann Nelson, the director of the Young Professionals Choral Collective, is going to be directing it at another festival at Carnegie Hall, at which everybody is invited to come sing as well. So a big community event that lasts the whole year.
Well, thank you so much. Chris Eanes is the artistic director of Collegium Cincinnati and Summer Sing. The program runs July 22nd through the 28th, and you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein, and I sing second alto.